KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. New Mexico State University researchers are asking for residents to share photos and descriptions of sightings related to a mass die-off of migratory birds. The Associated Press says initial observations in New Mexico estimate bird deaths in the hundreds of thousands. State wildlife officials are analyzing recovered carcasses as initial theories suspect an overlap of recent cold weather, poor air quality, and other factors overwhelming birds. Colorado Parks and Wildlife's Southwest Public Information Officer told KSJD his office has received similar reports in the Durango and Gunnison areas. A formal survey of those reports is not planned at this time. Conservatives in Colorado have launched another effort to recall Governor Jared Polis. KSJD's Scott Franz spoke with one of the organizers who is unhappy with Polis' response to the pandemic.
Greg Marshall is a Grand Junction Republican with a long list of grievances. He says the governor is overstepping his power by making new laws like the mask mandate. Marshall also says Polis's restaurant dining limits and other public health orders are forcing businesses to close.
It's kind of obvious he should be recalled because the state's dying under his lack of leadership.
But Polis defended his response to the pandemic at a news conference on Tuesday.
I'm going to focus on doing my job every day, which is keeping Colorado healthy, safe, and growing economically and reopening faster than many other states. And so far, we've been successful in that regard.
To get a recall on the ballot, supporters would need to gather more than 600,000 signatures by November 13th. Polis survived another recall effort last year because of a lack of signatures. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.